In the end, no action was taken on the proposed ban on hydraulic fracturing, which had been hotly debated for over a year. However, some additional restrictions may appear later this year. Following 5 hours of testimony and impassioned pleas before the Butte County Board of Supervisors, the proposed ordinance died on the floor for lack of a second. The proposal, written at the board's behest, sought mainly to protect underground drinking and irrigation water, considered paramount in an agricultural region, from the possibility of contamination from fracking or fracking waste. Oil and gas extraction isn't a big business in the county. Only 32 non-abandoned wells remain in Butte County, while 10 times that number are across the Sacramento River in Glenn County. Unlike North Dakota, Pennsylvania, or other regions where fracking has remade the local economy, the Sacramento Valley's unique geology leaves gas trapped in small and isolated pockets, not huge reservoirs waiting to be tapped. Layers of hard volcanic rock also make drilling more expensive here. Supporters of the ban argue that the potential risks outweighed the possible benefits. Opponents, meanwhile, insisted that not enough evidence had conclusively linked fracking to water pollution or, for that matter, increased seismic activity. Supervisor Steve Lambert said he was not interested in media attention or drawing the county into the national debate.
If they were coming to start fracking tomorrow, then I'd be a different person, to be honest with you. I mean, I'd really have to think differently about that, because then it's a true situation. But right now, it seems more symbolic.
Nevertheless, the issue isn't dead. The board directed county officials to fast-track drafting a new ordinance banning the storage, dumping, or injection of fracking waste, and to start the process of writing an ordinance that wouldn't ban fracking, but would require drillers to attain a conditional use permit before doing so. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert in Chico.